We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. Corey James Breezy and Lynette Adams, produced at NBC, joining us on this potentially record-breaking day. Lynette, how are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing good.
Good.
I mean, how can you not?
Great.
How can you not do good on a day that it's first off Friday?
Oh my.
And then also, are we going to break the record today?
We could. The record is 78.
Oh boy.
And the forecast is for that same, around there, 78. So mm-hmm. we might break
wow.
it.
I love that. We love
sure
to see that.
You have your coat not too far away. Tonight,
yeah.
it plunges and we're back to, but for the moment.
Let's not think about that.
78.
Let's
be, let's live
be
in the moment.
Be in the moment, exactly.
Yeah, right.
I think that's the best way to go about this for sure.
Has
Rich had a big smile on his face all day long today, being able to talk yes. about this?
Yes, because, you know, we have been teasing him because Wednesday he said, tomorrow, no rain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he confused his days. He thought it was Thursday.
Yeah.
Because today, clear and sunny and warm.
There we go. Beautiful. Something to look forward to for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Another thing people are looking forward to this weekend, Lynette, movie theaters are preparing to come back. Some of them opening as early as today.
That's right. The theaters get the green light to reopen today, but they do have some restrictions. No more than 25% capacity, which is, you know, about 50 people in the theater at a time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the limit. And you got to wear a mask, except if you're seated, if you're eating or drinking something.
Okay,
but still,
that makes sense.
It's great. We can now go the movies.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
One more thing, that a little bit of normalcy returning. Again, not going to be super,
yeah.
you know, just as normal, but it'll be a little more normal. So that's certainly something to look forward to. Breezy's going on Saturday. It's her brother's birthday.
I am.
Oh,
I'm
what
excited.
Are you going to see?
He wants to see this movie called Unhinged. So I guess it's a playoff or maybe similar to the movie Joyride. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Oh.
But
Candy
wow.
cane.
Candy cane. But yeah, so we're going to go tomorrow for his birthday and then go to his favorite restaurant. My parents are quarantined right now, so they can't really do
aww.
Anything with him.
So it's all on you.
It's all on me.
Look at that, being the good big sis.
It's all on you. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, big sis, yay.
I know, right? So yeah, I'm excited about that. And then we talked about how things are going to look when it comes to the movie theaters. You know, plexiglass on the concession stands, arrows directing where people go. And then there's some movie theaters that are actually asking you to put, like, stickies on the back of the chair that you sat in so they can get, like, extra attention. Because, I mean, we don't know how full these movie theaters are going to be or where people
right.
are going to sit specifically. So it's nice to see that they're taking the precautions and taking it seriously in order to keep everyone safe.
Yes. And that we have the option again.
Right.
True.
That's
true.
That's nice. It's nice to have options. Sure.
I think everybody is ready for some, you know, socializing.
Yeah.
I know. Right. Lynette, today is a big day as well, not only for the movie theaters, but also we're launching into the weekend of early voting. Tomorrow starts early voting right here in Monroe County. I posted all the sites on our Instagram of where you can go, when you can go, and how long you can go for.
Perfect. There are 12 different early voting sites across the county, so you can pick whichever site you'd like to go to. It doesn't have to be your main polling place. You can go to one of these 12 sites You can also vote absentee still right up until Monday before the election. You can ask for a absentee ballot. So you can still do that. You can go right to the Board of Elections for that. And you can also do it online or through the mail. So it's not too late to do that. If you don't want to go and risk getting COVID, you can just do it online or through the mail. But the polling places are going to have strict rules to keep everybody safe.
Of course. Yeah. Absolutely.
Don't be afraid.
Lynette Adams from News 10 NBC on with us this morning. Lynette, of course, last night was the final presidential debate, speaking of the election, coming up here on the big Tuesday. Just a little bit away here, a week from next Tuesday. The debate, though, a little calmer, I would say, than the first one, which, I mean, that's not really saying much, I guess.
A lot calmer, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, we actually got to hear from both candidates. We actually got to hear where they stand on the issue. Don't you think?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I got to catch the first 30, 35 minutes or so of it, and it was definitely a much different vibe than the first one that was just shouting over each other. I only caught at least one moment of the muted mic situation. It seemed like, for the most part, they did keep them live. So, you know, it is nice to have the feeling that the person that will be the president has the resolve, the mm-hmm. strength, if you will, to not scream over someone. So that's a good thing. I like that part of it. What else are people saying? I see you have a recap up at WHC.com of what some of the main talking points were.
Well, I think people got a chance to see character. I think that was one of the main things that people were looking for. And I think they also heard some substantial conversation on some of the issues like the pandemic. I think that was a big one last night that people were looking to hear more about. Of course, you know, you heard both sides of the story. And, you know, we heard from the candidates. We heard their reactions to the latest news from Iran and Russia mm-hmm. and the fact that they have been meddling in our, trying at least to meddle in our election. And also on taxes, you know, that's a big commercial that you're seeing on about commercials about one raising taxes and how it's going to do us in. And so we got a chance to actually hear from the two candidates on where they stand on raising taxes. And, you know, if the taxes are raised, who would be paying more?
Right, yeah.
Excuse me, more taxes. So they really covered a lot of topics, across, you know, the time. I think we really heard a lot more. So I think that this morning you're waking up and you have information mm-hmm. on each candidate to help you to vote for whomever.
I do have to say that I did take some joy in watching their facial expressions when the other was talking. A lot of eye rolls, a lot of smirks. So that was something. But yeah, definitely, I didn't wake up feeling this morning being sad for our country as much as I did anyways the first time around. That's for sure.
Well, you may still feel sad, but you feel a little less.
Yes.
Maybe upset.
I
guess we still saw that happen. We still saw those characteristics come out the last time, which we weren't happy with. But at least they were civil, a little more.
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah.
Respectful this time
That's
around.
Good. Let's get back to some local news here. An update on the Xerox Tower. Those plans are expected to be released today.
Yes, we should hear from Mr. Galena, who purchased the building, on what he plans to do with it. We know initially that he wants to keep the auditorium that is currently there, and he wants to mix it up with some residential, some commercial. So today we will learn, hopefully, specifically, you know, what he's talking about, how many apartments or condos versus commercial. There is one tenant right now on the 14th floor, so it'll be interesting to see, you know, who else or how much of the building will be used for commercial space versus housing, which, you know, we have a lot more housing downtown than ever before.
Seriously.
You know, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I feel like things are popping up left and right. Lynette, before we let you go, one last thing to cover here. We did get an update from the Monroe County Executive, Adam Bello, as well as the Health Commissioner, Dr. Michael Mendoza, friend of the show, fan of the show, about some of these spikes that we're seeing. And partly it was explained, made us feel a little bit better, but also was explained that, yeah, but things are going up a little bit because of these microclusters.
Right, and that's really what they explained as the cause. Our microclusters, like we saw at St. John Fisher College. But interestingly enough, overnight, the rate came down. It was 1.7 at the beginning of the week. I believe it's down to 1.3.
Oh, good.
So it looks like even though we are seeing a spike, I mean, we had remained around 0.7% for weeks. So it is up from that. But you can see just from Monday that, you know, people immediately addressed some of these clusters and some of these spikes, and we're not just letting it go. But people or corporations or schools are immediately addressing the clusters and the problem.
Yes, no, for sure.
Especially
Absolutely.
Schools. Yeah. You know, they are immediately shutting down mm-hmm. and going to online learning if there is a spike within that school. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Lynette Adams from Houston NBC. Anything else we need to know before we let you go for today?
Let's see. Anything else interesting? We talked about the movies that are opening today. Mm-hmm. Job fair for some laid-off workers from RCSD. And today is Be a Hero Day.
Oh,
today
yes.
Today is... Houston NBC and another local radio station.
Sort of, we can say it. It's sort of it's our sister station. They're just down the hall. It's fine.
Okay, WBEE are encouraging everyone in our area to be a hero today and donate to the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Rochester. If you've ever been to the Ronald McDonald House, it is a fabulous place that offers a home away from home for families while children are receiving medical care, and it is able to do what it does because of the donations from the community. So we're encouraging people to please give all day long. We will have stories about families and people who have benefited from your generous donations before. So we want to continue to encourage you to keep it up.
Absolutely.
You're doing a great job.
For sure. No, they do incredible work. I've heard from many, many, many families that have utilized those services. And you know, it makes a terrible situation a whole lot less terrible, for sure, right?
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
All right, get all the info on that.
Perfect.
All the other stories happening, WHEC.com. Lynette Adams from News 10 NBC, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
All righty. Have a great weekend. Enjoy today.
Yes, we'll do. You too, Lynette. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.